October, October the 1st. Choice fruits, both new and old, which I have saved up for you, my beloved. Song of Solomon 7:13. The spouse desires to give to Jesus all that she produces. Our heart has all choice fruits, both new and old, and they are set aside for our beloved. At this rich autumn season of fruit, let us examine our supply. We have new fruits. We desire to feel new life, new joy, and new gratitude. We want to make new resolutions, and we want to carry them out by new efforts. Our hearts blossom with new prayers, and our souls pledge themselves to new activities. But we have some old fruits, too. There is our first love, a choice fruit, and Jesus delights in it. There is our first faith, that simple faith by which, having nothing, we became possessors of all things. 2 Corinthians 6:10. There is our joy when we first knew the Lord. Let us revive it. We have our old remembrances of the promises. How faithful God has been. In sickness, He gently cared for us. In deep waters, He calmly lifted us up. In the flaming furnace, He graciously delivered us. Old fruits indeed. We have many of them, for His mercies have been more than the hairs of our head. We must regret old sins, but then we have often repented and have wept our way to the cross, learning the merit of His blood. We have fruits this morning, both new and old, but here is the point. They are all set aside for Jesus. Truly, the best and most acceptable services are those in which Jesus is the solitary object of the soul, and in which His glory, and that alone, is the goal of all our efforts. Let our many fruits be laid up only for our beloved. Let us display them when He is with us, and not lift them up to be seen and admired by men. Jesus, we will turn the key in our garden door, and no one will enter to rob you of even one good fruit from the soil that you have watered with your bloody sweat. Our all will be yours, and yours only, O Jesus, our beloved.